Those have been the passes that have been open this whole game, and Josh Shelkey's lined up wide to the left right in front of me right now, so we'll see what happens.
Two wide to the left, one to the right. Kraft in the shotgun, and the pocket is holding. Down the near sideline to Travis Essmaker. Falls incomplete as is out of bounds. Not a chance to ring that one in. Clock stops with 39 seconds left. Now a third and seven.
Trey Bauer had him one-on-one, and just like Mr. Meisner said down there, he got Shelkey to actually cut into the middle of the field, distracting the defensive backs. Essmaker in the slot comes to the sideline and streaks down the sideline. Kraft just threw that ball a little carefully and just let it float a hair out of bounds.
Now in the T formation. On third down and seven, Eli Kraft around the right end, has some blockers. He's across midfield and dragged down at the PW 49-yard line. Now a fourth and four to go. First down markers at PW's 45-yard line. They are at the 49 with 23 seconds left in the first half with the clock continuing to come down.
Number 26, Lane Simmons, makes a good open field tackle on Kraft.
Harbor Beach now taking their time. 10 seconds left in the first half. DJ Ridner comes out. And it appears Harbor Beach might get one more playoff here. 5 seconds left. Coming out in the spread formation, two wide each way. 3 seconds, there's the snap. It's a handoff to Austin Seltz to finish the first half with a 1 yard gain. And that is going to conclude the first half with Harbor Beach leading 17-6 over the visiting Pewamo Westphalia Pirates on the WLAW Sports Network. Your halftime show is coming up next. Stay tuned.
The Polaris Holiday Sales Event is on at Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond now through December 31st. Find rebates up to $1,000 on select 2013 Polaris ATVs and Ranger side-by-sides. Ball Equipment is giving an extra special push on 2013 Sportsman 400 and 500 models with a $400 Polaris rebate. Tis the season for Polaris giving at Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond. So hurry on over to Ball Equipment for great quality Polaris products at affordable prices. Financing as low as 2.99% for 36 months and 5.99% for 60 months. It's the Polaris Holiday Sales Event going on now. Save on Polaris ATVs, snowmobiles, and Polaris accessories. Plus, you'll also find other great savings at prices you can afford. But don't wait or you'll miss out. Call or stop in and see what Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond can do for you. Offer ends December 31st. Rebates vary by model. Financing and rebates based on creditworthiness. See your participating Polaris dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use.
Life is full of difficult choices, but switching to a water furnace geothermal heat pump is not one of them. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your yard to save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. There's a 30% renewable energy tax credit. And for a short time, you'll save even more. The Perfect Choice Savings Event offers up to $2,000 in instant rebates on select water furnace geothermal packages.
Hi, this is Matt Revert. Get up to a $2,000 instant rebate when you install a water furnace geothermal system from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. We support local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT crew cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
Hey Dad, what are you getting Mom for Christmas this year? More kitchen appliances from the shopping network? Or how about last year when you bought her clothes that were too small? Then, when she tried them on, boy, she thought you thought she was fat. That went over well.
Funny, son. Not this year. I know exactly what she wants. She's been hitting that she wants to upgrade her Thumb Cellular 3G smartphone to a 4G smartphone. Her friends all have been. She's amazed at the 4G LTE blazing speeds.
Do you know which one she wants?
Well, she'd really love it if I got her the Samsung Galaxy S4.
Oh yeah, my girlfriend has that one, and it's amazing.
Hey, why don't you come with me to Thumb Cellular, and you can help me pick out some accessories for her.
Okay, Dad.
Make somebody's holiday complete with a Christmas shopping trip to Thumb Cellular, a Bad Axe Carol, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Terms of service apply.
The iPhone 5S and iPhone 5C are now available at Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
At halftime, Harbor Beach leads 17-6 over the visiting Powamo Westphalia Pirates. Harbor Beach was out to a 17-0 lead before PW was able to score. And now here we are at halftime. First, we'll check in with Dave Hansen to find out how we got to this time.
Yeah, well, the game started off very uniquely. We had a big-time kick return by the up man, Josh Shelke, as he brought it about 74 yards all the way down to about the 10-yard line. Ended up a Harbor Beach drive stalled after three plays. They brought out Hessling for a 28-yard field goal attempt, and it was good. Harbor Beach, after coming up with a stop, gets a 78 on second down, gets a 78-yard touchdown pass from Eli Kraft to Travis Essemaker. The ensuing extra point by Hessling was blocked. 9-0 Harbor Beach led at the end of the first quarter. The second quarter started just like the first one ended. Mitch Hearn standing up on a short touchdown run. The big play on fourth down was an Eli Kraft 23-yard carry. Hearn ended up finishing off that drive. The two-point conversion pass to Seltz was good. Harbor Beach leads 17-0. And before the first half finished, Wolniakowski had a touchdown run of 10 yards. The two-point conversion was no good, and that would be your halftime score, Clark. Harbor Beach leads Powamo Westphalia 17-6.
And before we get into the individual stats, let's take a look here at the overall team stats. First on offense in the comparison here, Harbor Beach has 15 plays rushing the ball for 73 yards, 7 plays passing for 97 yards, and then 2 plays in special teams for 82 yards. So offensively, 22 plays, 170 yards, throwing the special teams for an all-purpose of 24 plays, 252 yards. For Powamo Westphalia, 24 plays rushing the ball for 101 yards, 12 plays passing the ball for 49 yards, 3 plays in special teams for 30 yards. So 36 plays in offense for 150 yards, throwing special teams, 39 plays, all-purpose yards, 180. Quite similar there. Mr. Mike Meisner coming up from the sidelines for our halftime show here. What are your thoughts?
Well, biggest part of the game, Clark, special teams was huge. Dave mentioned the kickoff return, which actually Austin Ginther made a huge block to open up that seam on that play. That was huge. And also the penalty to force Powamo Westphalia to go for a two-point conversion instead of kicking the field goal, which actually took them to Harbor Beach to having an 11-point lead instead of just a 10-point lead. Those two plays, I think, are going to be huge when this game comes down to the wire in the end. I think that two-point conversion force is going to be huge, and I think that 3 points that Harbor Beach got off the first drive is going to be huge.
Well, what caught my eye there is Powamo Westphalia has actually run 12 more plays than Harbor Beach has so far. So obviously winning time of possession, Powamo Westphalia has had the ball more. They have more total yards by their all-purpose yards, are high, are they not? And that's not even close. I'm sorry, I looked at the wrong one. The yardage there total is 150 to 170. Harbor Beach leads that category, even though Pawama Westphalia has ran 12 more plays. So the yards per play by Harbor Beach is extremely high right now, as it always is if they're going to win. And Pawama Westphalia trying to nickel and dime them, and their plays downfield just haven't worked so far. So I just found it interesting. Harbor Beach